Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I just started this show back again with Angel Coaches a couple days ago. So those of you who are listening now or those of you that will listen later, great. Welcome to the show. I'm a life and spiritual coach, for those who don't know, and I'm also a Seen Talk to Angels. I have been since I was the age of three. I thought everybody could, and then found out as I grew up, some do, some don't, and that's okay, because you know what? It's like working out at a gym. We all are born with muscles or intuition or psychic ability, whatever you feel comfortable calling it. I always think it's the veil between God and the angels. It's just thin between us, and if we choose to, we can really bridge that. And how do you do that? Prayer, meditation, putting your intention out there, and just believing in the law of attraction, okay? So that being said, I want to talk tonight about attracting your soulmate and the angels who help, right? And I think especially now, women really, really, really want to, you know, women and men want to be with somebody they love, right? And I get it. You know, so on that note, you know, that's who we are. That's what we do. So I think I've been holding for quite a while. I'm going to get to you in just a second. But I want to talk about how do you attract the soulmate of your dreams, right? But remember this, you know, you got to be the soulmate of their dreams, right? So if something's happening, and you know, and you're not attracting it, then one of the things you got to do is like look at yourself, okay? So look at yourself, and you know, if you want a guy or a girl who is working out, taking care of themselves, spiritual, and you know, spiritual means that they have an awareness about the law of attraction, power of attention. They're not busy judging people so much. I think we all struggle with that at times. Then, you know, then that's what you got to make sure you are. If you want a girl or a guy that likes to party on the weekends and you don't drink at all, or you don't, you know, do anything or like to go out, you're more of a homebody, then you gotta look at those kind of things, because that can get you in a heap of challenges there. And remember this, though, every relationship has a challenge or challenges. You know, I always say, and I got this, I think, from the Course in Miracles, it's important to know this, that your, you know, the relationships are the kitchen where the Holy Spirit, God, angels, your higher power, higher part of yourself, helps you look at yourself in the mirror about that relationship mirroring something that you need to heal or that you like about yourself. You see that in him or her. Something you need to heal or something that you like about yourself, you see that in that person. Believe that or not, right? Isn't that crazy? You know, so. And just remember, we didn't come here to watch paint dry. We came here to really make a difference, to heal stuff that we want to heal, to bridge the gap between ourselves and our higher power, call it Buddha, God, or whatever. For tonight, I'm going to call it Buddha, okay? So it all works. Anyway, there's a question here, so I want to see what's going on, and hope I can do this. That's mute. How do I do this? Okay, not mute. Okay, I'm going to just get your number in. Hopefully that works. What do you think? Okay, is that right? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking. Screen, okay. Okay, can you hear me by chance? Hello? Okay, can you hear me? I don't know how to make this clear. Okay, so maybe this is it. Ah, okay. Hi, this is Therese. Did you have a question? Hi, this is Therese. I'm here if you have a question. That's great. If not, that's okay too. I've got your number up here, and it looks like you're here. So question, no question. If not, I understand. I know you've been waiting for quite some time, and I do apologize about being late. All right. So I'm going to put you on hold, mute again. If you've got a question, then please let me know. Okay. Can you hear me? Maybe that's a better question, right? All right. Anyway, I'm going to continue on with the show. All right. So you can email me, the person that's listening in, And you can email me at Cherie@angelcoaches.org, or if you don't want to email me, you can call me at 954-636-9401. Cherie is T-E-R-R-Y-E-E at angelcoaches.org. Anyway, I'm glad you're here listening in, and welcome to this show, okay? So let's talk about things that, attracting your soulmate and the angels who help. There's a couple of different things that I just said it in a nutshell, that when you're looking to attract somebody or attract your soulmate or be with your soulmate or make your soulmate relationship better, the first thing one of the things is that prayer meditation, not please God help me make this better. Or you can say that, a better way of saying it, saying I am asking for your help, God, angels, higher part of myself, to make this the best relationship possible. What do you think about that? Does that sound good? Yeah? Okay. That being said, you can do that, or one of the other things that you can do is asking how you can make it better, right? And just say, and realize there's your side, his side, or your side, her side, and the right side. When you look at yourself and say, okay, my father used to ask me this. He'd say, Tree, are you dating prospects or projects? I was like, wow. And I was thinking, wow, I'm probably dating a project. I wonder how many moms or dads asked the guy I was going out with at the time, are you dating a prospect or a project? And he's like looking at everything and saying, maybe it's a project, right? Anyway, so I was just talking to my dad, and I told him, I said, Dad, I'm getting better about things, and I did attract the man of my dreams, I have to tell you. So that was kind of cool. One of the things that I appreciated about him is I literally had a dream about him before I met him about 3 months before, and then I had another dream. I had two or three dreams, and when I saw him, I said, wow, that's that guy. And when he saw me, he said, that's that girl. And he says, I've been waiting for you forever. And I was like, so have I, you know. But what I did in the meantime of not waiting for him, I just didn't settle, right? And so you make a decision. If you haven't attracted someone in your life, just don't settle, okay? And remember what you're looking to attract, and you make a list of those, and check yourself. Am I these things too? I have a client that wanted to date the quarterback. What is the quarterback of, he was like the quarterback. Very handsome, very good looking. And she was actually a client of mine, and a friend of mine too. And I said, but look at yourself. And I said, you want somebody that has a flat stomach, for instance, and you want somebody that enjoys watching football, and you want somebody that enjoys playing football, and you don't do either of all three of those things. You're chubby, and that's okay because there's guys that like really curvy girls like that. And I said, and you don't really like watching sports or playing sports. And she goes, well, what do you suggest? I said, I really suggest that you take that into account because he's going to want to spend his time doing that. And are you going to want to do that with him, right? Are you going to make yourself do it? And then once you get him, so to speak, are you going to say, oh, I don't want to watch football? You know, people trade their passion sometimes for their mate, right? And I think living your bliss or being your bliss is part of that is, how to say this, part of that is living your bliss or being your bliss is never, never trading your passions, never, ever trading your passions. Because that's part of who you are, right? I have a friend of mine who's also another client, and she, one of the things that she does is she goes, she does linens and makes linens and patterns and all that for stores. And she told her sweetheart, she goes, I never want to give up my linens. I never want to stop creating like that. And she goes, I want you to understand that. And he does. He said, I want to be the sole income provider. She goes, great. Then whatever money I make, he goes, I'm going to put in into our vacations, into you providing for the house. I can provide for other things, right? And he understood that. She goes, I want to be happy. I want to be happy with you, but I need to keep my passion, what I'm here to do. So anyway, that being said, there's a couple angels that can help you. Let's go over that too as well. You know, Archangel Michael is wonderful for helping you with your soulmate relationships, okay? And I love Michael. And also, you have another one that is great too, is Archangel Shamuel. Shamuel is is for soulmate relationships, strengthening them and also creating them to, you know, making them stronger and helping you find your soulmate. He also helps you find lost keys. Do I have somebody on the line with me? I can hear you. Did you have a question? No? Okay. This
Hello?
Is Therese. So if you want to, hi, this is Therese. So you have a question?
Oh, yeah. Hi, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. And how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. All right. So
okay.
I do have a question. My astrology sign is a Leo. And when it comes to meeting my soulmate, what is my soulmate looking for?
Okay, I'm going to ask you this, okay? What is your soulmate looking for? A better question is, and as, like I said, I'm a life and spiritual coach. I help a lot of people with relationships, with my uh-huh. psychic ability and the angels. So what are you looking for in a soulmate? What are three top qualities that you're looking for?
Okay.
There's a guy that's for you, I mean, or a mate that's for you. I'm sorry, I always assume it's a guy when I'm talking to a woman, but, it, you know, that's not always the case. But what are you looking for in your mate? And I'm going to give you a really good answer.
Okay, so what am I looking for? Oh, my goodness. Someone, let's see here. Someone who I, dang, what am I looking for? Oh, my goodness. Someone who is really kind of down to earth, not pretentious. He cannot be pretentious.
Okay, not materialistic, but
not materialistic
if you want somebody that, okay. All right, gotcha.
Yes.
Not pretentious, right? Yeah.
Who cares?
My father used to say that pretension is worth an ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure. Go ahead.
Can
I give you something that I see about you? You like somebody down to earth. You also like somebody that knows how to treat you like a woman, right? That can open the doors for you, right? And then open the doors for you. Take you out, you know, and be able to
mm-hmm.
take you out, not all the time, but take you out on a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's what you're looking for. You're also looking for someone that you can introduce to your friends and your family, right? And they're not an embarrassment,
yes.
right? I have dated guys that can be embarrassing.
Exactly, yes. I've been there, did it before, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't want to, I told this, you don't want a project, you want a prospect, okay?
Exactly, yes,
yeah, right.
yes.
yes, we can do the fixer-upper on the homes, but not on the guy or the girl. And so that's what you're looking for. You have, this is important. Do you do you pray for your guy or you do meditate about your guy or anything like that?
Yes, I do.
So,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, good. So you're extremely intuitive yourself. That's what I feel. So one of the things that you need to really, really think about doing is making a list of qualities that you want in your guy. I've given you a few because you sound like such a nice, beautiful person inside and out, right?
Yes.
And you want to attract
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what you think about, you bring about. So you say I wrote down a list of qualities that I wanted in my guy. I wrote them down years ago, you know, and then when the time was right, I met the guy, right? And he's here with me now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was important for me, I love to run. He's a runner. Another thing that was important to me, I like to meditate. He's a meditator. Another thing that's important to me is that, you know, that he's not religious. I'm not religious, but he enjoys going to church, you know, and that's okay. I'll go with him, but not every Sunday. So I have a friend of mine that just met the man of her dreams. I was just telling the story about, you know, the Lennings, and they're getting married. And she goes, I don't want to stop. I know you want to be the income provider, the sole income provider. Who does that these days, right? And I said, you're a one lucky lady. And she said, yeah, but I want, her passion is sewing and making this, you know, for the stores, like 20 pieces of whatever, you know, those things. So what I'm saying mm-hmm. to you is make a list of qualities that are extremely important to you physically, spiritually, and emotionally. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And if you want a hot-looking guy who's got a great body, do not be afraid to ask for that or say, this is what I'd like to be. But make sure every quality that you're asking for, you are yourself. I know you're not pretentious. I know that. You can talk to, you can, you know, I know that. Although you like nice things, right? You know how to shop for a bargain, right? So you want your guy to like nice things and shop for a bargain. You don't
mm-hmm.
want to have the wagon wheel coffee table. That's not who you are. So you want your guy to be that too as well. What's your first name? But if it's okay if I ask,
it's Lisa.
Lisa? Yes. Yeah, or Isa. Lisa.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, Lisa with the L, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good, gotcha. So those are things. So when I feel with you, when you get really clear on writing those qualities down, instead of the you know, God saying or the angel saying, because you have Archangel Michael and Archangel Shamuel working with you, you also have God, uh-huh. Okay? And you just say, hey, I want this, this, and this, and this. And remember, it's like the cosmic ordering system. When you go to McDonald's, I don't eat at McDonald's, but I have. And who doesn't like their fries, right? But you go to a restaurant. I know, right? You go to a restaurant, or you go to, you know, to McDonald's. You say, I would like a double cheese and a soda and some fries, right? And then you don't continually ask, did you get my order? Just remember, you're going to the cosmic ordering service right there for heaven, in heaven land, saying, hey, this is the kind of guy I want, or the person that I want. I would like you to bring him, and this is who I am. Lisa, this is super important, okay? I work with a lot of people that have great relationships. I work with a lot of people that their relationships are suffering. The biggest thing that you need to do is, this is so important, is meditate on it. But what I'm going to make a point to share with you is that you also need to place that order. Say, I am asking for this. I am asking for this type of guy, and list them out. You know, however they are. Okay. I had a client that wrote 42 qualities. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. But she got it. She got 41 of them, and the 42nd wasn't that important. You know. And what are you passionate about? What do you do? What would you like to be doing for your – by the way, there's something with your job coming up. That's the reason why I'm asking this. What are you doing with your – what kind of business do you have, or what kind of job do you work, or would you like to work? That's a better way of asking it. So,
okay, well, I want to go back to the corporate environment. Right now I do customer service. I've been doing that for about a year now. But I want to go back into the corporate environment.
Okay. You really need to do that, because what I get, there's a change coming in with your job, is that you're going to meet your guide probably there, okay?
Okay.
Around in that situation. Maybe he works in your building, maybe you guys meet at Starbucks across the street or whatever. So just know that's what I feel. The other thing is, the sooner you write these qualities down, and you know, and I did a show 2 days ago on daily morning rituals that I get up and do, and that's really how I met my guy. Got the career of my well, I do the career of my dreams. It's my business, and that's how I did it all, was doing those morning rituals. Please listen to that show, okay? Or if you text me, I'll send you a copy of it, send you a link to it. But
okay.
It's amazing. And then I'll send you if you text me, you've got my number. I'll give it to you again, 954-636-9401. And I think I have yours here. I'll send you a copy of that. I'll send you a copy of that show. I'm telling you something right now. It is really good. I'm not kidding. So, but you'll meet your guy when you change jobs. When do you plan on changing?
Oh, well, right now, okay, I'm going to start looking after the new year. Definitely after the new year. Yeah, but hopefully I should be in that new job by maybe spring and no later than the beginning of June. But I'm looking. Yes, it's time.
Okay,
to
well,
go
good.
There.
You've got that. Yeah, you're gonna get it. But I feel like you'll meet your guy at the new job. Okay, so because I was there's a change coming up, right? Yeah, nothing like a guy that has a job that can take you out, right? You know, so and then you know you can cook for him too. But don't you know? Sometimes as women, what we want to do is we want to cook right away. With you know and If you're in a relationship, or when you're looking for a relationship, you want a guy that can treat you right and take you out. You're going to treat him right too. You guys will have. I get you. I'm there with you. Okay, so those are a couple things for you. And just remember, you've got Archangel Shamuel and Michael working with you. Michael will help you find your soulmate and your life purpose and the great job. And Shamuel will help you find your soulmate too and keep it strong. Okay, but remember to always ask, okay, put your cosmic order in, okay, to go to cosmic McDonald's or Wendy's or, I don't know, where Christmas steak, whatever you know, and when you get that, but make sure you read those qualities. Look at the daily ritual. I'll send it to you, Lisa, but when, you know, I work with clients and they get their soulmate but they get the one of their dreams, not somebody, okay. Mr. Right for now, and, you know, Mrs. Right for now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I don't want to go that route. Yes.
Yeah, no, I've done that before, right? No fun. So anyway, yeah, that's good. So you have any other questions you want to ask?
Oh, what else do I want to ask? Oh, wow. I'm just really taken aback by that amazing reading and the information that you provided. Oh, my goodness. Let's see here.
Your job,
wow.
Anybody in your family or anything like
job.
That?
Yeah, about the new job. So I want to go back into corporate. I see myself going back into the, I have a background in finance. Do you pick up finance for me? Because when I start looking, that's the direction that I want to head back into.
Yeah, I do. Let me ask you a question. Did you take some kind of schooling, or did you take something recently, or are you thinking about taking something recently? I can't tell if it's before or after. Are you trying to improve your educational system? I don't know. It's like something going taking a class. Okay. When are you going to do that, or have you done it?
Yeah, so what I started on it already. I already have my bachelor's degree, but I was thinking about taking a Microsoft Office class just to enhance my computer skills. So that's something that I definitely want to do and have it updated on my resume.
Because that's going to make a difference. That's going to get you hired quicker, meet your man sooner. Okay, so so you know. Okay, all right. So because you want to get in quicker, sooner rather than later. So take the class because I go with some kind of education system, and that's it. So I couldn't tell if you already had or did because you've got the education, but you want to add to it, and that's a good thing. So do that, and then just you're on your way. You know what I mean? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you losing weight, or is that something you want to do, or what's the story there?
Yes, I have a personal trainer, yes. So being that I work overnight, I did pick up some weight, but I just started with a personal trainer about a week ago. Yes, I've been doing some work. I've been working out. We're trying to get me down 25. I'm sorry?
25 pounds. I said, you're going to lose 25 pounds. That's what you want to do?
That's our weight goal. Yeah, that's my weight goal. That's what the trainer told me. He wants me down 25 pounds lighter.
Oh, good. Well, But what's going to happen because you do that is you're going to feel more attractive to yourself, and it's going to allow that man to come to you sooner because I'm assuming it feels like you're attracting a guy, but it doesn't really matter because we're all just sold anyway. So one of the things that I feel is like, you know, I'm being real honest because I'm a nut about my weight. I don't, you know what I mean? And I run and blah, 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 all that stuff. So but working out with a trainer I did for a long time and it really, really helped me. But, you know, when you the first time you're seeing someone and you're intimate with them, that person, you know, then it makes a huge difference. Do you understand, like, how you feel about your body? You don't feel like you have to hide anything because, man, you want to be your bliss and live your bliss. And the first time you get to be intimate and that person see more your physical part of you, your heart part of you, that vulnerable part of you, you want to look your best, right, for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and that person, yeah, that's what you're doing. Good for you. That's great.
Yeah.
So anyway, do you have anything else you want to say or ask or anything? Because I was going to.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, so this person, the gentleman that my soulmate, I'm definitely going to attract. Is he tall or what is his, is he big-boned or?
What I feel is that he's a nice size in the sense of, I feel like he's like 6 foot or more, okay? Not more than 6'3", but somewhere between 5'11", maybe 5'11", 6 foot, 6'1", somewhere in there. He's got his stuff together. He's got the body that you enjoy. I know you like somebody that's maybe not so lean as they are proportionate, right?
Lean.
You understand your training. You like somebody extremely lean? Okay.
No,
like
it doesn't
a basketball
bother me.
Player or something.
It doesn't bother me.
Okay. Well, what I feel is that he's built. Okay. So, and I see him, he's got a nice waist. You understand he's got nice legs and he knows how to dress. Okay. So when I see that, usually that means to me that, you know, he knows this is not important, but he has money to look good and to dress nice, right? Do you understand? So it's not like, you know, I don't know if you've seen those commercials on TV where this guy meets a woman and it's a date from an online service. She goes, did you just wash your clothes? Because he's all messed up and everything. He knows how to dress. He's good. Yeah,
awesome.
I getcha. Yeah, so you're
cool.
going to have that. So I hope, I know, I'm happy for you. I'll send you the copy
Thank
of that
you.
Show and listen to it
because
I tell you, you've got, how old are you? Do you mind me asking? Or do you want, okay, how many children do you have?
I don't have any children yet.
Okay, because this is the guy that's going to be the dad. I was like, I have to be so careful that they were like, am I going to have a baby? I was like, yeah, okay. You'll have children with this guy who's your one and only, okay? Okay, he doesn't have children either, which is, and how old are you? Do you mind me asking? I asked you that.
Oh,
but I'm channeling it.
I'm in my early 40s.
Okay, cool, good. You're going to have a baby. It's your time, okay? So,
oh, wow.
Anyway. Yeah, you're
okay.
Like, do
I want a baby?
Yeah. Do you want a little one? Or?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
I wouldn't
good.
Mind. I just never thought that I would be a mom, to be quite honest with you.
You never thought you would? Yeah, where
no,
you
because
are.
You know,
well,
not, I just with the right person. Yeah, with the right guy. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've worked on yourself a lot. Meditation.
Yeah.
Some other things that will really help you to attract the job, the career, and everything of your dreams. I'm going to send you that link to your number here, and check it out. And because I tell you something, when I did that, I tripled my income. My business grew tremendously, and I have a life of my dreams. And I'm living my bliss.
Really?
And one of the things I want to do is help others do that too as well. So, anyway,
okay.
All right, my dear, I'm gonna let you go. You have a wonderful now, and
yes,
I'll catch up with you later.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I really appreciate all of the information that you provided, and please do send me the link, okay? And I'll follow back
up
with you. Thank you.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay,
take care,
great.
Lisa. Bye now.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart, right? She's a sweet lady. So it's good. One of the things I like to do is help people live their bliss. But going on what I told her, there's two angels that really help us. They all will. And we all have a personal guardian angel. We have ascended masters. You know, people feel that Buddha and Jesus is, and I do as well, you know, that there are ascended masters that that help us. And then another thing that I feel is that or I know this to be true, is that what you think about, you bring about. She expressed something really cool. She said, what is my soulmate looking for? And so what are you looking for instead of saying, what is my soulmate? Because when you're looking for the right man or woman of your dreams, then your soulmate will be matching that menu item. Or, you know, the menu that I was, it's like a menu, like, I would like this, and this, and the guy or girl. I like this, and the guy or the girl saying, I would like this, and the man or woman. And so it's like, okay, and it's like a magnetic pull. You guys find each other, really. And you have a soul agreement before you ever got here in Heavenland, I believe this, that you have a soul agreement to meet each other at a certain time. And you'll know. I want to do this sometime in the future about there's three types of soulmates, karmic, companion, and also twin flames, twin souls. We'll talk about that another time. But just remember, what you think about, you bring about, you've got those two angels, make a list of qualities, because I've had so many clients that they've done that, and they meet the man, or they reconnect with the person that thought they lost forever, okay? And just remember, too, you're here mostly to be happy. And I'm going to share this with you, because I'm being led to do that. And I told this to someone the other day. I said, if the man or the woman that you're trying to date, if it's too hard, maybe the time is not right or the person's not right. There's nothing more sad than living a life that you are not supposed to live and trying to make it work with someone, you know, whether it's a job or a mate, a soulmate, and you're trying to live a life that you weren't meant to live, and you spend years doing that. That's no fun. I mean, really, you guys that are listening to this show now or later, gosh, you're supposed to be your bliss, live your bliss, right? And you're like, well, Tariq, I don't have any money. I don't have my guy. I don't have my girl, right? So So if you continue to say, I don't have, that's what you're ordering off the cosmic ordering menu here. And if you just say, I'm opening my mind to be, to have more, to be more. But remember this, if you want that great soulmate, you've got to be better than mediocre. Personal development is key here, okay? So I want you to know that. What does that mean by personal development? Personal development is, you know, like right now I'm listening to Grant Cardone, and he talks about that. You know, people that are average, you want to be average. You want to be the best version of yourself you can be. I'm assuming that you are. And if you're like, what have you thought of that for? Well, hey, think about it, because do you want average, do you want mediocre, or do you want the best kind of soulmate for you? Then you've got to be that yourself. And you know, if you've got the same mindset over and it's continually attracting the same kind of person or not attracting the person that you're looking for, then it's really up to you to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am going to create a great me. I'm going to be the best version of myself I'm going to be. You know, I did a show the other day, and I'm going to send a copy of this to her. The first show I did, no, second show, sorry. And the second show I did was how to connect with your power and your angels, you know, to create the life of your dreams, right? So, and there is a way to do that. You know, I've given you writing the list out, but I am also telling you this. Every morning and every night before I go to bed, I am writing down my goals. Right, in my mate, with my mate, for my mate, with myself, with my business, you know, anything. So the first goal I write down is I am healthy. Second goal I write down is I'm strong. And when I say I am, you know, I'm saying that, then that part of me that's connected to God, right, because he's the great I am, or she's the great I am, or that energy is the great I am, whatever you feel comfortable with, then you're saying I am. And, you know, you can say I'm a dumbass, right, not cool, or you can say I am strong, I am courageous, I am integrity. I don't like to say I am attracting integrity. I like to say I am integrity, because if, you know, that is not something that you know, you play around with. You know, I am integrity. And that when you say that party that's connected to God is saying I am integrity, because God's integrity, God's love, you know, God's all these things. First thing you do, prayer and meditation to attract the man of your dreams or woman of your dreams. Write a list of qualities that you want in your guy or your girl or your job or whatever. And then just say, you know what, I may not have it now, but I am attracting it. I'm placing my order with the Cosmic Ordering Service. And you think about Ruth Christie's, is that what your thing is? Or McDonald's, or, you know, Olive Garden, or Sweet Tomatoes. And just like when you go to Sweet Tomatoes and you place that order, or you go to McDonald's, you place that order, or Olive Garden, or Ruth Christie's, you don't continually say, do you have my order? You know they have it. And when you say that to the universe, God, the universe, the angels, you know they got you. They got your back, right? And so those are the things that you can do. The other thing is really working on your mindset, because really look at yourself. This is important, because if you are continually experiencing the same kind of relationship, then there's something about you that's that magnet that's sending that out. And it usually comes from, I may use this, something from our childhood, maybe a past life. If you believe in past lives, are you open to it? And you're here to heal that. Okay, just say, hey, I got it. I don't need to do this anymore. All right, the personal development, Lisa Nichols is great. Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, Jim Rohn. I'm telling you some of the ones I've listened to constantly. They've got, you know, a total of 7 or 8, 10 motivational speakers that you can listen to on YouTube, and listen to them, because they will make you get up and shout hallelujah, right? I'm just, you know, I'm from North Carolina. They will also change your mindset, change your life. Man, that's great. And, you know, one of the goals I write down, I am living a life of bliss. I am following my bliss. I am strong. I'm powerful. I am making, listen, this is something. I want you guys to remember this. I'm earning 10 times more than I make, right? And, you know, or put something crazy in there. You know, I talk to these 28-year-old kids. I'm not kids. They're, you know, I'm a few years older. But I talk to these kids, and they're making $70,000 a month, right, doing Herbalife. And I'm doing Herbalife too, because I love nutrition. I've used it on and off since I was in my 20s. And I built a business with it before, and I'm doing it again, because I believe in the product, and good nutrition helps you, you know, attract the man or woman of your dreams, right? If you're not sluggish and slouchy, right? Have you ever eaten food and made you sleepy? Have you ever eaten food and ate too much and you feel like crap? I have, right? We all have. But when you get, you know, you put yourself on a good nutrition program, Herbalife's a great one. Please call me if you want to know anything about it or get some samples. I will do that for you. But you want your own business, that's a great business to have. But I want to build a legacy, right? And so if you want to build more money, you want to build a legacy, you want your own business, okay, what are you passionate about? I'm passionate about health, nutrition, and my body. I'm passionate about God. I'm passionate about the angels. And that's what one of my goals. I am making this amount of money in my Herbalife career. I am making this amount of money in angel coaches, right? And I'm marrying the two because it's a mind-body-spirit connection. I am helping Rob, my guy, do this, this, and this. We are, and if you want to find us on Instagram, Being a Fit Couple, that's our Instagram account together. And also Angel Coaches is one that I have separately, Spiritual Diva 3. So you can find us on Instagram. But I feel like it's a mind, body, spirit. So one of the things you got to do is you got to look at that and say, okay, how am I taking care of my body? I do Herbalife. Maybe you do something else, but take care of it, right? Because you want your guy or your girl to take care of their body. I am more than mediocre, so do 10 times what you intend to do. If you clean houses, do it 10 times more. Do 10 times better. Whatever. If you're an engineer, do it 10 times better. Or you want more clients, do more activity. Ask for 10 times more than you want, okay? If you want a soulmate, then just do the same thing. I'm going off a little bit, but the same kind of commitment to yourself is what you need to do, okay? And don't be haphazard with it, right? My guy said, I've been looking for you. And he said, someone like you, he's an engineer, right? And he said, and I go, well, here I am. And when the timing is right, when you've got all of the things in place, that will happen for your soulmate, for your job, for anything. And you've got two angels that will help you. You got a guardian angel. You got God. You got Jesus. You got Buddha. You got a lot of help there. But you have to help yourself and ask for help. And then be willing to work on yourself. It's so key right there, working on yourself. And personal development, I gave you two of them that you can research or you can check out, right? But don't be sloppy. Really, do not be sloppy. You're teaching your children not to be sloppy, okay? Hopefully you are. And you're teaching your children to be better. And you go, well, my kids are better than me. Well, you know what? You be the best version of yourself. Show your kids how to be the best version of their self. Don't say, oh, it'll work out. You've got to take it by the bull by the horns and do it, right? And then you ask your angel help. And then when you're, for instance, when you're finding your soulmate, if you're not getting the man that you want or the woman that you want, then look at yourself, say, okay, these things are happening. This has happened, this happened, and this relationship, this happened in this relationship, and I'm still, then the only constant is me, right? So you got to say, okay, what is it about me that I'm attracting this? And don't you dare blame the guy or the girl that you've attracted. They're here to help you. They're mirroring something that may be very painful to look at. Okay, but if you look at it and deal with it, you don't have to face it again, and then you get to attract the man of your dreams or the woman of your dreams. And remember this, you know, sometimes the perfect soulmate, well, Tree, I didn't meet the perfect soulmate. I met this guy or this girl that did this, this, and this. Really? How's that the same as before? And you think about it, and you're like, my dad is getting married again. I'm super excited for him. He said, you know, and he talked to me today before I got on this show, and he said, He goes, the woman that I'm meeting, marrying, he goes, I can't find anything wrong with her. And I know it's there. Now, my father is forever young, but he's been married before. And he said, and I keep looking. And I said, Dad, why don't you just accept? He goes, I'll just do that. I'm going to accept it. And he said, and my dad's a strong born-again Christian, and he's amazing with that. But he's, you know, how he loves God in whatever religion, whatever spirituality you are, it doesn't matter. Just love God, right? Love the angels, love your life, and be grateful for what you have. And so, you know, and you can always have more. You can be wealthy beyond anything. But that's what my father told me. And I was like, Dad, thank you. And I'm using this story tonight. And I go, how'd you find her? He said, you know, he goes, I just prayed and had devotions, and he was like, you do. I meditated, And he said, I've learned a lot from you. And I hear, and I go, well, I've learned a lot from you too. And we're very different. Like with our, he's very religious and I'm just spiritual, but it all works. And he said, and then he goes, I knew that she would come to me soon. And I had told him a couple, about a year and a half ago, I said, Dad, you're getting ready to meet somebody and be in love. And he tried the date, and he told me, he said, I go, Dad, if that's not going to work for you, then when you marry her or you date her long term, it's not going to work for you. So think about that. He goes, you're right. And I said, you're going to hurt her and you're going to hurt yourself. And he says, I'm going to hold out for the best one. And he did. My father, I've never heard him say that. He goes, I've met the woman of my dreams, and I can't find any fault with her. And believe it or not, we all look for faults in our mate. When is she going to drop off the other foot? But you know what? You don't have to do that. And you can just be the best version of yourself that you can be. I hope this has helped you guys. Just remember, one other thing, as I do in the morning, is making my goals, meditating and praying, and personal development. I also say three things I'm grateful for. And in my goals, I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be the best version of my relationship. And I want to be the best mate for Rob, not necessarily in that order, okay? And because there's three parts to a relationship. There's you, there's him or her, and there's the relationship. Three parts. And I've learned that over the years. And you got to take them all seriously and have honesty and integrity, okay? That's key there too as well. And always tell the truth. And what is it? My father said, always be transparent and lead with your heart in business and personal. And that's what I do. I try to anyway. So I hope that's been inspirational for you. My dad's getting married. I have another client, as I said, she's getting married. I have another one that has met the man of her dreams, and she says it's been a challenge. She said, but I'm going to tell you something right now. I realize that I smother people, and I'm not smothering, and he's coming forward. You know, always give a guy a chance to pursue you. A friend of mine said it like this, men chase, women choose, okay? And men like to hunt. They like to think that they got the beautiful woman, beautiful to them, on their arm, and they want to take care of her, nurture her, and let them do that, you know what I mean? And you take care and nurture him, okay? And you guys come together and build a great life together. I'll do more on this. I have a book out. It's You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me, and that's a cute story behind that. And I'm writing another book called Being Your Bliss, and I hope that will come out very soon. And follow me on Facebook. Well, I'm not too much on Facebook, but you can follow me on Instagram once again, Angel Coaches, Being a Fit Couple. That's my guy and myself, and we do a lot there. And then also Spiritual Diva 3. I got a ton of, I got Living Your Bliss, Following Your Bliss, and Being Your Bliss. Being Your Bliss is my Instagram account. I just started that the other day. So if you want into a great nutrition program, give me a call, 954-636-9401, or hit me up on Instagram. So I've given you a lot of ways to contact me. Taree@angelcoaches.org is my, angelcoaches.org is my website, but the best way to contact me is my phone number, Instagram, or you can also email me, Taree@angelcoaches.org, TerreyeE. Anyway, I'm going to be doing another show soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing up and listening to me. And if you have any questions or you want to hear a subject matter, just call me, okay, or hit me up on, send me a message. And follow my show, please. Thank you. Have a great now. Bye.